Brian McIntosh, 32 years old.
Okay, where are you from, Brian?
I'm from Glasgow. Just for a madness. When I was younger, running about in gangs and just getting into trouble on a daily basis. And then started coming into prison when I was 17. I'm now 32. I just finished my last sentence about 12 weeks ago. And I get help with the PSP before I get out. And while I get out and all, they're still being in contact and helping us and put us in front of other agencies to try and get myself housing and just settle back into the community.
And what kind of trouble were you getting yourself into from a young age?
It started off gang fighting, and then for then it just escalated. Started taking drugs, started smoking hash when I was about, I think, primary seven or something. And then for then it just grew gradually into starting taking eggs and then heroin and just coming in and out of jail.
And kind of tell us a wee bit about what it's been like coming in and out of jail then since you were 17, did you say?
Aye, for 17, it be really honest, it didn't really bother me too much until the sentence I'd done before this one. A few things happened in my personal life. My fiancée and that died, so that gave me. And then during that sentence here, my dad and my uncle died in the space of 8 weeks while I was in prison. I didn't get out to my uncle's funeral and all that, so it just makes you kind of reevaluate what you're doing in your life, so time has changed.
And did prison just kind of become a way of life for you?
Aye, prison's just a norm. For a lot of boys that grow up in the schemes, like Rockhill, Maryhill, Postal, it's just the norm. That's the thing that every youngster does. We grow up and get to jail. You know what I mean? There's not a lot of opportunities to do anything else.
That's you finished with prison then. A new life has started for you. Tell us a wee bit about what it's like when you've come out of prison now. For the last time, you're saying it's the last time you will be in prison?
I'm hopeful it's the last time. You can never say for 100% I'll never be back, but I'm hopeful this time that I'll not be back.
What's different this time?
Me personally, it's circumstances. A lot of things have changed in a short space of time. As I say, I lost three of the closest people around about us in the space of 14 months, so my circumstances have changed. I've got my wee granny and grandparents, the two of them. They're getting a bit older and all, so you need to try and get it together for them and all.
And you're sofa surfing at the moment on your grand sofa, so long-term wise, and kind of how's the system helping you with finding a home for yourself?
Well, as I said, they put me in contact with a group housing first, and they're in the process of helping me get a house now. I've been waiting for it, obviously, since the day I got out and all. That was I got out on the 26th of July.